From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Classical music lovers are in for a treat on Monday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. Symphony Cast is featuring the BBC Proms from Royal Albert Hall. Catherine Allard, Opus 3 host and Troy University music professor emerita, joins us by Skype to discuss the BBC Proms. On Monday evenings through September 26th, you'll hear music from the world's great composers, orchestras, and soloists. Catherine Allard, it's always a thrill to talk with you by Skype.
Why, thank you very much.
You're a professor emerita at the Troy University John M. Long School of Music. How many years, Catherine?
I taught for 30 years. Came to Troy in the fall of 1989.
Influenced a lot of music students.
Well, I certainly hope so.
How long have you been hosting Opus 3?
We're in our 23rd year.
Catherine, this is an important time because Troy Public Radio is carrying the BBC Proms, and I want you to give the listeners sort of some background information.
Well, the Proms, and let me add this little aside. Proms, when I first was a kid, I heard about the BBC Proms, and I thought it was like, you know, the high school dance prom. And I thought, well, what the heck is that? A concert with people that are a big, gigantic dance outside. But it turns out now that prom simply means, comes from the word to promenade or to walk. And that is actually what our high school prom is too, you know, because that's the first thing was, it is a dance now, which we think of, but mostly it was to present yourself in your beautiful clothes and have everybody take a look at you and walk from place person to person, let them admire you. So it's cool how those things go together. But the proms is a wonderful summertime British music festival. It's been around for a long time. They just celebrated their 125th anniversary a couple of years ago. And it was the idea of an entrepreneur, a music impresario named Robert Newman. And his idea was to try and bring good classical music to more people. And so this whole idea of these concerts began, and you could get a really, really cheap ticket. And for the prom part, it's in the Royal Albert Hall now, and they take out a number of seats and make this nice wide area for promenading, and you can walk around or you can just sit on the ground if you want. Some people lie down, you know, and just enjoy the music. But it began then. It was his idea, and he got a friend of his who was a pretty good conductor, whose name was Henry Wood, who conducted the Proms Orchestra for many, many, many years. And their idea was to do exactly that, to make classical music affordable, but also to make sure that when people did come, they got a really fantastic experience.
You know, they bill themselves as the world's largest classical music festival, and they say they're back with a bang, Catherine, after a 2-year hiatus due to the pandemic.
Yes, because of COVID, right, they were out, and they are back with a bang. And you know, the Proms has become, it was just in London for a while, but it became extremely popular. And over the years, the Proms has expanded to other cities. So there's a Proms in Cardiff. There's a Proms in, not every day, but there's a concert of Proms in Cardiff, a Proms in Oxford, a Proms in Battersea. Proms is all over the place with this, and they're really good concerts. In fact, today I looked it up, the prom schedule, and if you were there today, you could go to one at the Royal Albert Hall. You could go twice. This morning they did Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and what they called the relaxed proms. I have no idea what that means, but maybe, you know, there's lots of lying around. And then this evening they're doing, Mahler Second, and one of my favorite pieces, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E. So, yeah, it's great. And it lasts, it's practically 2 months. And of course, you have the last night of proms, which is just, one day I would love to get to that. I can't imagine hardly anything much more fun than going to the last night of the proms.
I noticed a last-minute booking, and it's already aired, and that was the Ukrainian National Orchestra, I believe.
Yes, they are, you know, that war's been going on for a while now, but it's not forgotten, and arts programs are doing their very best to help the Ukrainian people know that we're still in their camp and still thinking about them and still on their side and doing as much as we can for them. And having the orchestra there, again, raises the awareness. And the Ukrainian National Orchestra is a pretty good group. So, you know, they're certainly not lowering their standards by having that orchestra come.
Well, the schedule is In Sync with Symphony Cast on Troy Public Radio, Monday night, 8 to 10 o'clock, host Julie Armacher. And you know what you're talking about is such a variety of music.
Yes, indeed. They're all to look forward to. Talk about variety. Yes, indeed. Talk about variety. So, and it's, yeah, I'm so glad we're broadcasting music from the proms. This is just really exciting. Going to be fun.
Well, the listeners deserve it. You know, you have such a fan base for Opus 3 Sundays at noon, your program, Catherine. And people want more of this, more classical music.
Classical music is wonderful. Classical music is absolutely wonderful. Not that other music isn't. But, you know, there's something for everybody. It's something for your head and for your heart. Makes you think, makes you feel. It's expressive. There's nothing like it to me.
Well, Catherine, I want to take just a moment to thank you for your dedication to classical music and to bringing that music to the listeners of Troy Public Radio. And I want to thank you for joining us today with a preview of the BBC Proms and what they're all about.
Thanks for having me. And I urge everyone to tune in and listen. I think you'll have a great time. And perhaps even want to go across the pond yourself to take advantage of it in person.
Keep us posted if you decide to do that, okay?
I sure will.
We want you to share that experience. Thank you so much for joining us today by Skype.
Thank you.
Joining us by Skype was Catherine Allard, Troy University Music Professor Emerita and the host of Opus 3 Sundays at Noon on Troy Public Radio. The BBC Proms will be featured on Symphony Cast Monday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. through September 26th. We're going to leave you with a selection from the Verdi Requiem from the BBC Proms opening night. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.